As we discussed last week on the show, Governor Doug Ducey said that he'd like to see reforms made to state policy with the hopes that all Arizona kids will get vaccinated. But he also said he would not put any new laws on the books to mandate that effort. So where is that fine line between individual rights and collective rights when it comes to public health? For that, we're joined by Dr. Richard Carmona, former Surgeon General of the United States and a distinguished professor of public health at the University of Arizona. Dr. Carmona, you're aware of Governor Ducey's comments about vaccines last week. What's your response?
Well, this is not an issue that's unique to Arizona. I dealt with this when I was Surgeon General with several states, including California, where people opt out. It's tough because it really comes down to the individual right in a democracy versus the collective right of society. And so I think the governor is right to be concerned where people opt out, because when they opt out, those are people that not only can get infected themselves, but can then get infected, pass on the infections to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think every elected official, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, you're worried about the individual rights, but then your responsibility is also to the collective rights of society. And you know that when people aren't vaccinated, they not only place themselves at risk, but they place their whole communities and sometimes the nation at risk.
Yeah. So let's talk a little more about that line, right, between public health concerns, like you said, and these, you know, individual rights of citizens. So if not requiring it, what can the government do to incentivize or educate people around these kinds of issues? Do we have initiatives like that around the country?
Yes, we do. And certainly, again, this is not new. Even when I was in office as U.S. Surgeon General, we work with a lot of states to provide resources, to provide funding, and the approach is an educational one, to get to schools, to get to local community groups, to activists in a bipartisan way, to have them reach out to their constituents and be able to, pretty much encourage, if not inspire them, to ensure that every child is vaccinated, because it's in the child's best interest and in the community's best interest to ensure that everybody gets vaccinated. When I was a child, mom's worried about you getting polio. We worried about whooping cough. We worried about tetanus. These are diseases we don't see in the United States anymore, very rarely, only when, for instance, with whooping cough and measles, that we've had a number of outbreaks, and usually those are tied to groups of children who haven't been immunized.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've seen this happen before. I wonder what the conversation has looked like in states where they've made this mandatory. I mean, this debate has happened around things like smoking or seatbelts, wearing helmets while riding a motorcycle, these sorts of conversations around how we regulate public health versus individual rights. What has the conversation been like in states where this has become mandatory?
It has become contentious with some groups, but in the states where it has become mandatory, the position that the elected officials have taken is that the right of society, the right of community, supersedes that of the individual, especially when the science is clear that the determination of a family member not to have a vaccine puts many, many more people in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. So again, it comes down to the rights of one or two, the rights of hundreds of thousands, and it does become quite contentious, but especially when it involves public schools, authorities will say, well, since we fund those schools, we have the right to make sure they're safe. So then you get to the issue of public and private schools, and they'll opt out in a private school. But the risk is still the same, whether it's a public or a private school.
Yeah. So here in Arizona, we've been watching the numbers of students who are not vaccinated, whose parents are opting out of this, go up quite a bit. And to the point where some public health officials here are pretty concerned about it. Is this a trend you think is happening around the country where more and more parents are saying, you know, I don't want to do this for various reasons?
Well, I don't know that I could say it's a trend yet, but we've seen this, again, for 20 years. And again, from when I was Surgeon General, when I ran a county hospital and a healthcare system and had responsibility at a local and state level, these are issues that continue to pop up. And it's not an easy issue. As you pointed out, whether it's smoking, whether it is a whole host of other issues where the government wants to intervene, people don't like government intervening in their life, but yet the government has a compelling interest to intervene, because ultimately the government and third-party payers are going to pay for health care that results from people not being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of result this could have then if we do, like we are seeing these numbers of unvaccinated children in our schools rise in Arizona. Is this something, what kind of result could it have if these trends continue? I mean, we're talking at this point here with public health officials about losing that herd immunity.
Right. Well, the governor's correct to bring this up, because the fact is that it is a major problem, not only in our state, but nationally. Each state is looking at it a little bit differently, but the conceptual approach is still the same. The problems that we would expect are that you can have a rise in diseases that are otherwise preventable. And we saw it happen in California a few years ago with whooping cough, with measles. So the fact that we don't see many, many diseases today, people have forgotten what it's like when you can die from diseases like that, when moms were worried about polio. And these diseases in the United States have essentially been eradicated or really, really minimized when we have the herd immunity that you spoke of. So it's something that, you know, I would not want to legislate, and I think that's what the governor is struggling with. On the other hand, you hit a point where if you start seeing disease burden increase, the cost of care going up, and the cost of care to preventable disease, that at some point elected officials then say, okay, we're going to have to mandate this.
Dr. Richard Carmona was the 17th Surgeon General of the United States and is a distinguished professor of public health at the University of Arizona.